الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، لا سيما المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Dear viewers, welcome to a new segment on the pillars of Islam. And today, inshallah, we'll be speaking about the third pillar of Islam, which is al-zakah, normally known in English as giving alms, or the mandatory charity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned in the second episode, normally joined as-salah and as-zakah together. Whenever he said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, and offer the prayers, establish the salah, and give the zakah. And as-zakah is a very interesting act of worship, because it does not only benefit the person who's given or doing the act of worship, rather it benefits a broader spectrum of the society, the poor people, the needy ones. So it guarantees a welfare for the whole community. It makes people care about each other. It makes people love each other. Because normally the poor envies the rich, because the rich is stingy and withholding. But when the rich is giving the poor, so the poor would pray for him, may Allah give him more, because if he gets more, he will give him more, and so on. It encourages people to love each other, to care about each other. Allah the Almighty prescribed a very small percentage on one's saving or investment, which is more than his basic need, to be given to the poor. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the great companion Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, to Yemen, he said, you tell them, after the Shahada and the Salah, that Allah has ordained a zakah on them to be taken from the rich and to be given to the poor of them. So it is to help the society. In fact, Allah doesn't receive anything of that, doesn't collect any of our charity, because He is the richest, He is the self-sufficient. He is Al-Ghani Al-Hamid, the all-rich, the all-worthy of praise. So when we give in a charity, we help ourselves. We help the poor from amongst ourselves, and we help ourselves because it purifies our wealth, it purifies our hearts, and sanctify ourselves. As a matter of fact, in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 103, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when He ordained the zakah, خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم. O Muhammad, peace be upon him, take from their wealth صدقة, a charity. It's a small percentage. For instance, on one's wealth, if it is investment or saving, gold, silver or cash, trade or stocks, is only 2.5% per year. When I say a year, I mean the lunar calendar, of course, which is lesser than the Gregorian calendar. مَوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. Why the sadaqah or the zakah has been prescribed? In order to purify them with it and sanctify them with it. Purify their wealth, purify their hearts, make them better people. By giving in a charity for the sake of Allah, by helping the poor, then if they do comply, صَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Pray for them that shall give them tranquility. Allah will answer and accept your prayer for them. In also the same chapter, in ayah number 660, that's chapter At-Tawbah, Allah the Almighty described who is eligible for the mandatory charity. Whom should we give our zakah to? He said, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The ayah goes on and on to describe eight categories of those who are eligible for the collection of the zakah. But the general description of those eight categories is poverty, because they are poor, they are in needy. That's why the first and the second categories were mentioned, al-fuqara and al-masakeen, the poor people who can barely survive, or who are living hand to mouth, have children to support, they cannot afford to pay the rent, they don't have any saving, any investment, and so on. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us, if one's position happened to reach the amount of 85 grams of gold, or 595 grams of silver, or what's equivalent to that in cash, in investment, in stocks, or whatever, and he is able to maintain this for one complete lunar year, then this person should give zakah, should give a part of this money to the poor. And it is not a big deal. It's only 2.5%, something very little. Out of every 1,000 bucks, you just give 25. No big deal. It's like you're buying a sandwich to help the poor. And in a very simple calculation, we figured out that if there is one poor person or one who is starving and goes to sleep without dinner, it's simply because there is some rich person somewhere who is lacking behind on paying his zakah. As zakah is a mandatory charity, but there is also a sadaqah in general, which is the voluntary charity, which of course Allah have addressed in the Quran repeatedly. And many times he discussed the great reward and the virtues of giving in a charity for the sake of Allah, more than just the 2.5%. Obviously this is on wealth. There is zakah on agriculture, on, for instance, certain harvests, not on the fruits, yes, but on the wheat, on the barley. It will be taken from the food itself. There is a zakah on livestock to be taken from the cattle themselves, in order to show the poor who are living around the rich people that they also enjoy the wealth which Allah bestowed upon the rich. So everybody lives in peace. Everybody lives in harmony, and we love one another. As a matter of fact, as zakah or as sadaqah in general, it is preferable to begin with those who are most in need, and to begin also with your relatives. For instance, if we're speaking about the general sadaqah, which is not the mandatory one, giving your brothers, your sisters, your nephews, your relatives, everybody who is related to you will be double reward. A reward for upholding the ties of your kinship, for taking care of your family, and a reward of giving in a charity to your neighbors is a charity, even if they are not in need. But for the mandatory zakah, it must be paid to those who are eligible, and they shouldn't be your origin nor your branch. Your origin, you cannot pay your zakah to your parents or grandparents, nor can you pay the zakah to your sons and daughters nor grandchildren. Why? Because if you're wealthy, you're supposed to support them financially if they are poor or need. Okay? So you cannot pay the zakah to your wife, nor to your son or to your father, because you have to support them on a regular basis from your wealth, outside the zakah, of course. But the wife, if she happened to be wealthy and the husband is poor, she is allowed to support him from her zakah dues. Why? Because she is not in a charge for supporting the household, or spending, earning and spending on the household. It is the responsibility of the man. In one ayah of the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلٍ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Very beautiful ayah. It describes the huge reward which Allah the Almighty has promised for giving in a charity. He said this is similar to sowing a seed, a corn seed, a wheat grain, then it grows up. The stack will be carrying seven corn ears, and each one would be carrying 100 grains, for example, then times 7, the total is 700. So one seed produced 700. The $1 dollar or dinar or loaf of bread, whatever you give in a charity, you will get greater reward 700 times for it. Not only that, Allah the Almighty says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, and Allah will double and multiply the reward many folds for whomever he wills beyond the 700 times. This is the most beautiful religion. It brings people together and it organizes their life, their dunya, their deen, their religious commitment, and how to live a happy life in this life. Unfortunately, we ran out of time, and inshallah, until next segment. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.